Where chocolate comes from. The chocolate you drink on a cold night started in the jungle almost 4,000 years ago. Not in a factory, not in a kitchen. In the hot, wet forests of Mesoamerica, where cacao trees grow in the shade of taller trees and their pods, big, ridged, football-shaped pods in colors from green to yellow to deep red purple, hang directly off the trunk and the thickest branches. Not from the tips of thin branches like an apple, right off the main trunk, as if the tree is carrying them in its arms. Crack open a cacao pod, and you find 30 or 40 seeds packed in rows, each one wrapped in a layer of sweet, slimy, white pulp. The pulp tastes good, tangy and fruity. The seeds do not. If you bit into a raw cacao seed, you would spit it out immediately. It's bitter, chalky, astringent. It dries your mouth out and tastes like something that isn't food. So how did anyone figure out how to turn these bitter seeds into chocolate? The answer is, very slowly, over generations, with a chain of discoveries that each unlocked the next step. First, someone noticed that if you scooped the seeds and pulp out of the pod and piled them up under banana leaves, something happened. After a few days, the pile got warm, the sweet pulp started to ferment. Tiny organisms ate the sugars, produced heat, and changed the chemistry of the seeds inside. 5 to 7 days of fermentation. This is the step that starts to develop the flavor we recognize as chocolate. Skip it, and no amount of roasting or grinding will produce anything that tastes right. Somebody, thousands of years ago, discovered this, probably by accident. Probably because they left some seeds in a pile and came back a week later and found them changed. After fermentation, you spread the seeds in the sun to dry. Then you roast them over a fire. And this is where craft matters. Too much heat and the flavor burns, turning harsh and acrid. Too little heat and the deep, rich chocolate taste never develops. The roasting has to be done carefully, patiently, by someone who knows the difference between a bean that's ready and a bean that needs another minute. Then you crack the roasted seeds and peel off the papery shells. Then you grind the insides, the nibs, on a flat stone called a metate, rubbing a stone roller back and forth over the nibs until they break down into a thick, dark, oily paste. The grinding takes a long time and a lot of arm strength. The oils inside the nibs release as you grind, turning dry crumbles into something smooth and rich. The Maya mixed this paste with water. They added chili peppers, a hot, spicy kick that you wouldn't expect. They added vanilla, sometimes honey. And then they did something specific. They poured the liquid back and forth between two cups, held at arm's length, one high and one low, letting it fall and splash over and over to create a thick layer of foam on top. The foam was the most valued part. A good cup of cacao had a head of foam like a cappuccino, and the foamier it was, the better. This drink was so valuable that the Maya used cacao beans as money. Not as a metaphor, literally as currency. You could buy a rabbit for about 10 beans, a pumpkin for 4. The beans were counted, traded, and stored like coins. The Aztecs adopted the drink centuries later. The Spanish word chocolate likely comes from a word in Nahuatl, the Aztec language, though scholars still debate the exact origin. When Spanish explorers first tasted the drink in the 1500s, they found it bitter and strange. They added sugar instead of chili peppers. That version traveled back to Europe and became the ancestor of the hot chocolate we drink today. But for more than 3,000 years before Europeans ever tasted it, chocolate was a Mesoamerican invention. Every step, the fermenting, the drying, the roasting, the grinding, the mixing, the frothing, was figured out by people in the jungles of what is now Mexico, passed down generation after generation, each one adding a piece of knowledge to the chain. A drink that began as a bitter, slimy seed, transformed by patience and curiosity and craft into something so valuable that the beans themselves became money.